Welcome to this guided body scan. Body scan is a guided meditation that invites you to notice what's already happening in your body and just to become aware of different locations and sensations in your body without trying to fix anything, without having to change anything. Feel free to choose a position that feels supportive and inviting to you. You can be lying on your back. Perhaps you're sitting in a chair. Maybe you're standing up, leaning against a wall. Your eyes can be open or your eyes can be closed. And feel free to change and shift during the practice if that feels right to you. So you might start in one position and then feel like you need to sit up or you need to lie down. Your eyes might start open and then close, or they might start closed and you might feel the need to open them. So take the liberties to support your body and support your experience in whatever way feels best for you. So take a moment to choose a position that you're going to begin your practice in. And once you're there, take a few more moments to see if there's anything that would make you feel more supported or more comfortable. So if you're lying on your back, maybe a pillow under your knees or something else that would just make it feel a little bit better. And once you're settled, start with your eyes open if that's comfortable and just gaze around your space. Maybe like it's the first time that you've been in this space. Just start to notice some of the textures around you. And let your gaze fall on something that just feels inviting. And then maybe you keep your eyes open or maybe they soften or even close. It's up to you, whatever feels best in this moment. And start to notice the contact points between your body and the ground or whatever your support is. If you're sitting in a chair or leaning against a wall, start to notice the parts of your body that are making contact with a support. And then bring your attention to your head, to the top of your head. Just kind of sense the top of your head and then the back of your head. And if the back of your head is resting on something, notice that weight and contact point. The left side of your head, and then become aware of the right side of your head. And then see if you can sense your skull inside your head. And then become aware of your left eye and the space around the eye, sense the eye socket. And maybe even some subtle sensations that arise when you bring your attention to that left eye area. And then move over to the right eye, becoming aware of the right eye socket and cavity. And any sensations in the eyes, around the eyes. And then bringing your attention to your mouth the upper lip and the lower lip. And then inside the mouth, the left inner cheek, and then the right inner wall of the cheek. The upper palate, and then become aware of the lower palate, the upper teeth, and the lower teeth. And sense your tongue resting in your mouth. And become aware of the muscles around the mouth and the jaw and the small facial muscles. And then moving down to your throat, the front of the throat, front of the neck, and the back of the neck. Noticing any sensation in this area at the level of the skin. And then seeing if you can sense inside the neck to the level of the throat. Just becoming aware of what's already happening. And then bringing your attention over to your left shoulder, in the space of the shoulder. And see if you can even sense deep into that left shoulder, into the shoulder joint. And then move down to your left elbow. And then drawing your attention down to the top of the left hand. And then the inside of the left palm. And then without moving the fingers, see if you can become aware of the pulse in each of the fingertips, starting with the thumb. And then the index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger. And then start to draw your attention up to the left inner elbow. Inside of the elbow. Just noticing any sensations around this area. And then let that be and move up to the left inner armpit. And then back up to that left shoulder joint. And move across the chest over to the right shoulder. Maybe there is some sensation at the level of the skin on the right shoulder. And draw your attention deeper into that right shoulder joint. And then down to that right outer elbow. Moving down to the outside back of the right hand. The inside of the right palm. And then the pulse in each fingertip on the right hand, starting with the thumb. Maybe your fingers involuntarily move. And even in their stillness, can you sense that pulse moving on to the index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky? Sensing the aliveness in that right hand. As you move up to that right inner elbow, and then up to the right inner armpit. And then drawing your attention to the front of the chest, the upper chest area. Becoming aware of the level of the skin, and maybe even noticing if this area of the body moves with your inhale. Not trying to make it move, just becoming aware of any sensation or movement that matches the breath. And then becoming aware of the organs inside the chest, the left lung, the right lung. And then moving your attention to the upper back, the left shoulder blade, the right shoulder blade, and the space between the shoulder blades, the back of the lungs, the back of the heart. Drawing your attention back to the upper chest area and moving down the front of the body, down to the area of the belly. Become aware of the belly button, and any movement at the level of the skin in this belly area. And become aware of the organs that are held inside in the belly, the intestines, and even the musculature under the skin. Bring your attention to the low back. Any sensations that may become apparent in this area. And then guiding your attention back to the low belly, and moving down to the area of the pelvis. Just becoming aware of the bowl of the pelvis, the front of the pelvis, the pubic bone, the hip bones, and the back of the pelvis, the sacrum. And then sensing those inner organs that are held in the pelvis. Moving over to the left hip. Just noticing anything that may be apparent to you at the level of the skin on the around the left hip area. And then drawing your attention a little deeper into that left hip joint, deep under the skin. And then moving down, noticing the top of the thigh, back of the thigh, the knee, outer edge of the left knee, inner edge of the left knee, moving down the left leg, becoming aware of the shin bones and the muscles around the shin. And then sensing the top of your left foot. And the bottom of your left foot. And without moving the toes, just seeing if you can sense individually each toe, the left big toe, and then the second toe, and moving all the way down through to the pinky toe on that left foot. And then bringing your attention to the left heel, center of the left heel, left ankle, and then moving up back to the left knee, up back to the left hip, and crossing over the pelvis, through the pelvis and the organs inside the pelvis over to the right hip. Just becoming sensitive to any sensations or feelings that might spring up as you land your attention on the area of the right hip. And then inviting your attention a little bit deeper into the area of the right hip joint. Seeing if you can sense that. And then moving down to the right upper thigh, top of the thigh, and then the back of the thigh, and down to the right knee, and the top of the knee, back of the knee, sides of the knee, and then down that right shin, sensing the sides of the shin, the muscles deep under the skin. And then down to the top of that right foot. Bottom of the right foot. And then drawing your attention to that right big toe. And once again, seeing if you can identify each toe without moving them necessarily. All the way to the pinky toe. And then moving back to that right heel, the center of that right heel. And then the right ankle. Guiding your attention back up to that right knee. And then back up to the right hip. And then moving your attention to the center of the pelvis once again, to the front of the pubic bone, and just imagining and placing a soft point of light right at the center of the pelvis. And then moving your attention up to the belly button. And just above the belly button, below the ribs, with your mind's eye, placing a soft point of light. And then guiding your attention up the front of the torso, up to the center of the sternum. And resting a most soft point of light right at the center of the sternum, the heart point. Moving up to the throat, center of the throat, and gently laying a point of light right at the center of the throat. Bringing your attention to the center of the eyebrows. And resting a final single point of light right at the center of the eyebrows. Becoming aware of your body as a whole. With your eyes open or your eyes closed, seeing your body in space. In this room, in the house, in your city, in your state, in your continent, on this earth. And then taking that broader, vast perspective as if you were witnessing it from space, and then diving back down into your continent, into your state, into your city, into your town, into your house. Back into your body. And becoming aware of the left side of your body. And just the left side, and noticing that boundary point between the skin and the air. And sensing that dividing line where your skin and body meet the air. And then if it feels comfortable to you to bring your attention to the breath, just start to imagine that the breath was fully expanding the entire left side of your body, from your left pinky toe all the way up to the left ear. almost as if the whole left side of your body could breathe out beyond that boundary of skin. And taking one final breath into that whole left side of the body, left toes, left leg, left hip, left lung, left shoulder, left neck, left side of the face. And exhaling, letting it all out. Bringing your attention over to the right side of the body. Becoming aware of the boundary on this right side, along the right layer of skin. Noticing even the temperature difference along this right side of your body, parts that feel warm, parts that feel cool. And then perhaps choosing to focus your attention on your breath and imagining that your breath could fill up the whole right side. From that right foot all the way to the right side of the head. And each breath filling up the whole right side of the body and maybe even softening that boundary between the skin and the air. Letting the body breathe you. And one last breath into this whole right side, and on the exhale, emptying out completely, letting it all out on this right side. And then just becoming aware of your body as a whole, both sides, top, bottom, left, right. Feeling the parts of your body supported by the earth. Feeling the breath breathing you. And keeping this high level of awareness. If your eyes have been closed, just softly blinking them open. Becoming aware of your surroundings. Letting your gaze fall on something that feels inviting. And then possibly letting the eyes rest closed again. And then with your eyes open or closed, whatever feels right to you, just starting to invite in some movement in whatever way feels good to you. Perhaps you deepen the breath, perhaps you move a finger or a toe. Maybe you stretch your arms overhead. And then when you're ready, rolling over to one side if you're lying down or standing up, if you were sitting in a chair. Taking in your surroundings. And finding your place in this space. Just as you are right now. Complete. Enough. Exactly as you are in this moment. This is the end of the guided body scan.